I'd like to welcome my brothers and sisters in Christ to the worship of our good God this morning. This morning I'll be taking the confession of sin out of Psalm 130. Just a few comments before we do that together. As I look at the church in our day, and actually it's something I became aware of years ago back in the early 70s after listening to a series of tapes by Dr. R.C. Sproul, there's a weakness in the church in understanding the holiness of God. Lies in the fact that we fail to remember that God's holiness from beginning to end, from all eternity past to all time in the future, and even right now, whether it be in the Old Covenant or the New Covenant, that God, in terms of His holiness, is inflexible. God does not change. His character is steadfast. It's immovable. Yes, Yahweh is a God of grace, right? Amen. And He's a God of infinite kindness and mercy towards us. But He is also a God, and we need to be reminded of this in our day. He's a God who is absolute in His holiness. And because of this, He cannot bear, even for a moment, to look upon sin. This is why those who entered into God's presence under the Old Covenant had to present an animal as a sin sacrifice before going into His presence. Now, under the New Covenant, we no longer offer up animal sacrifices for our sins. And we understand here at Providence Church, hopefully you've heard this message, that we come because Christ has offered Himself up for us once and for all as the perfect sacrifice. Nevertheless, before we presume that we can come into God's presence and worship Him, it is also important that we remember that we must still deal with our sins because, as Psalm 66, verse 18 tells us, it says, "If we regard iniquity in my heart," it says something very important here. If we regard iniquity in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us. Now, David was talking as a man who had faith and believed in the Abrahamic promises, but he also understood that the sin in his life could prevent God, cause God not to hear his prayers. So until we confess our sins from the heart before the Lord, the simple truth is that our worship, both individually here and corporately, will not be acceptable to Him. And we will not be able to enter into His gracious presence. Our God is inflexible in His holiness, and because of this, He cannot look upon sin. Therefore, like those under the Old Covenant, let's confess our sins as we come into His presence, and He gives thanks for the mercy that He shows to us. Out of the depths I have cried to Thee, O Lord, hear my voice. Let Thine ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If Thou, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with Thee, that Thou mayest be feared. So let's confess our sins together. God, we thank You that You are a God who does not change, that Your character is steadfast and immovable, that You are a holy God. And that You are a God that many men came in Your presence in the Old Testament, and when they did, they trembled, even righteous Isaiah and Moses, and how they feared and understood the power and the dignity of Your holiness, and they trembled at it. Lord, we thank You, God, for always being that way. And thank You that we come into Your presence only because of Your mercy and Your grace, in particular, mercy and grace that You've shown to us through Your Lord Jesus Christ. So we confess our sins to You individually, corporately. Father, thank You for hearing our prayers. And I'd like the congregation to stand as I read to you from Isaiah 30 and give you the assurance of your forgiveness. Peter makes clear in one of his epistles that those that are not walking in the faith and producing fruit have forgotten something fundamentally important, and that they've forgotten their forgiveness of sins. So this is no unimportant thing that we do here at Providence Church week after week. Simple fact is, unless you understand that Jesus forgives you of your sins and reconciles you to the Father, you cannot grow in the faith. You cannot produce fruit for Him. So I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and in his word do I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than the watchman for the morning, indeed, more than the watchman for the morning, indeed. Israel, hope in the Lord, for the Lord is full of loving kindness, and with him is abundance of redemption, and he will redeem Israel from all his iniquities. And with this, you are assured once again that your sins are forgiven. And all of God's people said, Amen.
Amen.